fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Channel Radio.
Hello. That's a good start, isn't it? Hello.
Anybody there?
Yeah, anybody? No, there won't be any humans. Hi, everybody. This is Sue Parker. And welcome back to the show. It's Who Cares Wins Radio at Channel Radio. And I'm with my two lovely friends, Jan Mulligan.
Hello, everyone.
And Angela Briar Stevenson.
Hi, hi, campers.
Yes, hello. We've got a show where we're actually interviewing a lovely, lovely lady called Wendy Watson. She does. She's a reflexologist, and she'll be coming on the show shortly.
Looking forward to that.
Yes, and be talking all about reflexology.
I wonder if she'll be able to do a talk us through. We could do our own. I could massage your feet, Jan.
I don't think you want to go there. The sun is out. The temperature's up.
Oh, I would never go.
Yeah, don't go there. I think what we'll start with today is another meditation. And I'm going to be guiding you through this one. Just to understand why and how good a meditation is for all of us, really. And why I'm guiding you on a breathing meditation is just being conscious of your breathing. More than anything, because the more you're conscious with your breathing, you're kind of switching off from everything else that happens to be coming into your mind.
I'm conscious now.
Oh, right, good. I'm glad about that, because you're in the studio. I'm glad you're conscious. I don't want you unconscious.
Wide awake club. Yes.
I'm in the quiet corner.
Jan's in the quiet zone.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. So we're going to start with a meditation for, I would say, about 5 minutes, so that everybody can... who's listening in?
Hello, listeners.
Yeah, hello, listeners. Just to relax and breathe. So I just want you to sit on a nice, sit comfortably wherever you are with your feet firmly on the ground. Bit of a stamp there.
Legs being uncrossed so feet be on the floor.
Yes, we don't want any crossed legs. And I just want you to close your eyes and then... I just want you to concentrate on just breathing in. And breathing in is through... You can breathe in through the mouth, but only slightly, because actually you're breathing in through your nose. So it's just a very slow breath in, and then it's a breath out. You can either count on three as you're breathing in.
What do you mean by count on three?
Okay, when you're counting on three, it's just... As you're breathing in, just go one... two, three. I'll guide you. Ready?
Thank you.
Breathe in. One, two, three. Breathe out. One, two, three. Breathe in. One, two, three. Then out. One, two, three. But nice and slowly. You don't have to rush it. How's that feeling, Jan?
My brain goes into, when you're counting, one, two, three, and then you take a pause, my brain goes, do I breathe? Do I not breathe? What am I doing now?
Okay, right.
We'll a bit more hand-holding for me, please.
Okay, I will. Right, so breathe in, one, two, three. Breathe out, one, two, three. Is that better?
Yes, it's when you start counting again.
Yeah.
And my instinct is I want to start breathing before you tell me to start breathing.
Okay.
So whether that's rushing things or it doesn't matter, it's in my own time.
It doesn't matter, it's just a way of breathing. If you're comfortable with that, don't worry.
Right. I don't know if it helps, but what I normally do is I would breathe in. So in my head, although Sue is counting, she might be counting behind me because I've already started to breathe. Yes.
Right.
But obviously it's just the guidance of ideally three. So I'm breathing in my own head. One, two, three. One, two, three. So that's in my head, but Sue might still be on and breathe out, but I'm already breathing out. It's more the, as long as you've got the guidance of roughly counting. We were speaking earlier, so if you count and you find you've breathed out, is that a word, breathed out? Yes.
Yeah,
is that out. You may have only covered it in a count of two, because people might count quicker or slower. Or so as long as it's the generic in for three, out for three.
Right.
Even if it's not exactly synced with Sue.
Because everybody counts in it.
Because Sue's got to speak and breathe.
Yes. I'm breathing in and counting.
And talking.
All at the same time. But no, it's because, everybody breathes in a different way. I'm counting and you just, it's a guide.
Right.
Actually. So if you just take a deep breath again, but count on one, two, three, breathe out, one, two, three. So as you're breathing out, I'm going breathe out. But it's not rushing it either. Okay. If you feel like you need to breathe out, breathe out. Yeah.
Going red.
We don't want anyone going because the idea is actually is the breathing is really good. I find it very good myself because of my history of asthma, because anyone who's, you know, the listeners will understand, those who have had asthma, that it's that feeling of gulping and everything. So I've actually find that the meditation actually helps me to stop doing that. I actually, right, because I'm concentrating on my breathing, then I'm not panicking, I'm slowing everything down, I'm not, you know, gulping for air and going, oh.
Now I know we're all very healthy in this studio, yet it may help you, Jan, although if you've never smoked it may not. But I often link with some of my clients is that if you've smoked before, mm-hmm, and maybe you've now given up so you can recall that memory, or even just watching smokers, is often if we are in a stressful environment, and sometimes you hear people say, oh, I'm going out for a fag, I'm just having a few minutes, and they'll go outside. If you watch them, especially if they've had quite a stressful meeting or a conversation, you'll go outside and you watch them, they will light the cigarette, and then there's this huge... Now, I know there's an element of... Do you like that? There's an element of nicotine and some chemicals. Should I do that again?
Yeah, go on.
Collapse on the floor. But actually, what they're also doing, consciously, is they're taking a lovely, long, deep breath, which, if you look at any stress management, is everyone is encouraged to breathe deeply. And I mentioned it last week about this diaphragmatical breathing.
Yes.
And actually, it's the whole breath which actually kicks in. I can't remember the word. It's the opposite of the stress response. It's the relaxation response.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's what the breathing does and then taps into the brain. So if anything, think about blowing out a candle that never goes out and you have to keep blowing constantly.
Right.
Or if any of those you are out there in the world of Who Cares Wins listeners, if you were a smoker, then think about when you used to blow the smoke out, then it's that continuation of the breath. But it's not forced. We're not asking you to empty your lungs and collapse on the floor.
No, we don't want that. And I certainly don't want my friends collapsing on the floor. I'll be all on my own.
Medic.
Yeah.
How's our director? Is he any good at, the pumping the heart?
First aid. CPR.
My first aid
position picket.
I've got to redo that anyway, so don't ask me.
999, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one. Oh dear. So hopefully that helps you and those listeners that are listening to us. It is about, you know, breathing, because everybody breathes differently anyway. And for me, it's not a problem holding it. I don't panic, but some people do. So it's just, if you can only count up to three or four and then find you have to breathe out, then breathe out.
Right.
But just relax. The whole idea is actually to relax, because it relaxes your body.
I've got that song in my head. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, Jan's looking at me in disgust now.
Yes.
Listeners, you know where I am, don't you? Just relax.
Okay. It's not disgust face, it's here we go again face.
I'm the naughty girl in the corner.
Yeah, don't we know it. Anyway. swiftly moving on. Now we're relaxed. I certainly am now. I just really want to ask my friends here in the studio what they've been up to this week. Anything exciting last week?
Am I allowed to speak now?
I'm pointing at you.
Am I your friend?
Yeah.
And to you.
Over to you. What have I been? I watched the marathon. Did you watch the marathon yesterday?
I did watch the marathon.
You did, yes.
Oh, very good. What such amazing stories.
Absolutely.
I don't know if any of your listeners were watching on the coverage on the television, but the elite women had gone off, and then they were interviewing people who were getting ready in the mass start. And there was a particular two ladies that were interviewed. It was a mother and daughter, and the mother was 72.
Yeah, I think so.
72, and she was interviewed. It was her first marathon. Age of 72, and she's doing her first marathon. And she was in Yorkshire, or no, she was in Blackpool, and her daughter lived in Yorkshire, and they were following each other's progress by their, was it their
sat-nav
and communications of their runs. And she was interviewed, and this lady interviewer said, so, you know, it's an achievement, surely, you know, age of 72, well done to go and do your first marathon. And this woman, absolutely brilliant, I think we need to get her on the show. Her response was, well, it's better than washing up.
Absolutely. I wouldn't go that far, though, personally.
Well, yeah. Well, you see, you know, that's a whole new show now that I'm thinking of. We could have a ways of
avoidance tactics.
Yeah. Avoiding housework.
Housework.
Yeah,
that sounds good to me. Turning your housework into a groovy fitness regime. I mean, I do talk to listeners and clients out there about how the Hoover can be your best personal trainer.
Absolutely.
Unless it's really loud and gives you a bit of a headache.
Well, yeah. But then you could put your earphones on and tune in to relax. Oh, sorry. I'm back there again.
Didn't take long, did it?
No, that was my highlight, I think, of the week, was watching the marathon. Such inspiration. Yes. Really, really was. And all our thoughts, obviously, with the all the people out in Boston and all those people that just dived in to help in any shape or form.
Absolutely.
And just really shows how communities come together. And
the amount of people
we fight
out.
On.
The amount of people that were out there it was absolutely amazing. The support was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. And we're going to give some updates, aren't we, on our friends and guests.
Yes, our friends, listeners, guests that took part in the marathon. We've got some information later on. How about you, Sue? You were somewhere yesterday, weren't you? No, Saturday.
Saturday I went to Concord House over in Canterbury. It's at Stour Street, very close to Beer Cart Lane, and it's a place where they do all sorts of therapies, which is reflexology.
Are they coming on the show?
There is. I did have a little chat.
Oh, you're a good girl. Bonus point for Sue.
Oh, thank you. So it was really good. All different therapies. They were doing yoga. Oh, it was just absolutely brilliant. And you could go into one of the workshops, and they have a little. I actually went into the workshop at acupuncture about stress and anxiety and what happens to your chi that we tend to lose through stress and anxiety.
And what's chi?
Chi is an energy that kind of helps to balance your body. It runs through us.
And so everybody has chi.
Everybody has a chi, but we can lose it if we're
anxiety. Yes, Jan, I
or not know you have it in
She's
the first place.
She's looking at me and saying, Angela hasn't got it.
I didn't know I had it.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously, you need to talk to somebody a bit more than myself about it. But it was really good because it was just the understanding that how our energies are affected by stress and anxiety.
Did you have pins? Acupuncture?
No. It was just
a discussion.
Just a chat, yes. But it was very good. They were going to do another one about your voice and singing, and you know, and
singing.
We would. Yes, we had to have lunch, unfortunately, so we didn't get round to doing that. I don't know.
Headache coming on, folks. Angela wants to sing.
Hey, you may jest, but singing is good for your stress.
Yes,
it's for your body, your well-being.
Brings your vibrations up as well, and stops. It helps you
good.
It helps you to rise above the seriousness. of life, really, brings your vibrations.
Oh, see, my claim to fame is being totally tone deaf and miming at the Royal Albert Hall.
You've been in the Royal Albert Hall?
I was in a choir at the Royal Albert Hall.
Famous.
But miming, because nobody knew I couldn't sing. So that's my claim to fame in that respect. I don't inflect my singing voice on other people.
Oh. Hey, sounds like a challenge to me.
And have you got anything to report?
Not to report, but actually I came across some advertising and it just struck a chord. The strap line to the advertising was, when was the last time you felt really well? And it struck me that actually 10, 20 years ago, most people would have gone around their daily lives saying, well, I'm actually okay. And so often these days, people don't feel okay.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
And it's sort of, maybe that's a topic for listeners to call in. Is, you know, is it food related? Is it pollution related? Is it stress of life? The economy? What are the reasons?
Radio presenters.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're distressing threatening to sing.
You know, there's speak lots of reasons why we don't feel well.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's actually quite sad that somebody feels that that's a strapline to advertise by.
Well, a good one, maybe.
A good one.
To hook them in.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we'll
going to sing.
Yeah, well, you can sing.
Clearing throats. They're going to sing, folks.
Yes. We're going to have some
can
music.
I vote for a record instead?
Yeah. We're going to have some music now. Enjoy.
La, 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 la.
Yeah!
Welcome back.
Oh, that was good, that was. I was doing the old movements.
Lovely. And welcome to Wendy.
Hello.
Hello. Just about to hear you.
Do you want to speak a bit louder? Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good. Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show, Wendy.
Thank you.
As I say, this is Wendy Watson, who is a reflexologist, and we're going to be talking about reflexology. And the first question, Wendy, I'd like to ask you actually is, what was it that inspired you to become a reflexologist?
I've always been interested in complementary therapies because of the way I was brought up with my mum, who was probably a bit nuts in her time, but and probably still is nuts, but that's the way I was brought up, really, with complementary and alternate therapies. And when I had my daughter, I went back to work part-time, and your life completely changes when you have children. And you reassess everything that's going on in your life, and different things become more important. And I stumbled across doing a reflexology course just to expand my mind, and never look back.
Fantastic.
The best thing I've ever done so far.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah. And could you also explain exactly what is reflexology, please?
Yep. Well, reflexology, literally, reflex obviously meaning reflecting, and ology meaning the study of. So reflexology is based on the scientific belief that the all the organs and the structures of the body are represented in a mirror image onto your feet and also on your hands. And through manipulation of these specific reflex points, we can kickstart the body's own natural healing. So we give you the tools to heal yourself.
Okay.
It's obviously very natural. It's non-invasive because we're only touching the feet. We're not getting too close to you. So people who may be a bit, who need more personal space, that's good for them. It's holistic because we work the whole body. Everything's linked. And that way we can maintain a balance between all the systems of the body. And it's good for all ages, from pre-birth right the way through.
Wow. That's good.
It's gentle but powerful.
Okay. That's interesting what she says about pre-birth. I'm intrigued, Wendy. It's Angela here. Hello.
Hi, Angela.
Nice to speak to you after we've been socially interacting over the viral networks. What do you mean with pre-birth? So I've got images of you looking at the little baby's feet, but it must be to do with the mum, yes?
Absolutely. Well, even before baby's born. So reflexology can help with fertility treatment. So I'm very grateful to have a couple of babies out there, which I'm sort of responsible for.
Hopefully not literally, Wendy. Let's not go down that path.
But it's just amazing for you know to be able to help somebody like that. It's such a uplifting feeling.
Yeah.
And then obviously throughout your pregnancy, it's one of the areas that I actually specialise in, throughout your pregnancy, you can have reflexology, and that can help with all the side effects, if you like, of pregnancy. So, you know, all your swollen feet, it can help reduce the risks of edema or preeclampsia, help with insomnia, stress relief, pain relief, you know, constipation, hemorrhoids, flatulence, all those yummy things that we get when we're pregnant.
Nice.
And then after birth, it can help get all the organs back into place. It can help reduce the risk of mastitis. It helps with the production of breast milk. Reduces the risk of antenatal depression. Regulates hormones. It's just so wonderful. And not only that, it's so relaxing. Mm. It can do all of these things, but if nothing else, it relaxes you.
So just on that note, interrupting you there, Wendy, yes. The thought in my head, presumably then there's a link you must have seen then between women who are more relaxed and, say, not so stressed, you say about postnatal depression, etc. There must be a link that therefore their babies are calmer or more...
Absolutely, a happy mum equals a happy baby.
Oh, that's lovely.
Pre-birth, after-birth, absolutely. It just runs through and also, a calm and relaxed mum gives you a much better labour as well.
Absolutely, and the whole pain management, etc. you mentioned. And
yes.
Presumably, the when people are early stages of pregnancy, there's sometimes people really suffer, don't they, with their morning sickness?
Yes, it helps loads of morning sickness and acid reflux, yes.
So what point would you use then if you're, like, any sickness, where do you go on the foot for that?
You always have to work the whole body, which is why we're holistic, because everything is linked. But yes, there is a specific reflex point, and that is on the ball of the foot. If you sort of follow the line round the ball of your foot and up in between your big toe and your second toe.
Yeah, I'm looking at my feet now.
Your foot will naturally have that line coming up anyway. A lot of people might have a lot of dry skin build up in that area, which would also indicate sometimes like an acid reflux issue.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so the feet can tell us things without us touching them as well. So that's just another side of reflexology, if you like. In fact, your song that you're just busy playing, Tiger Feet.
Did you notice?
That's orange. Now, orange, if you wear orange nail polish, that could represent, in sort of an aside to reflexology, it could represent that you are wanting to be the life and soul of a party, you want to make an entrance. So that's colour orange. And that song was also saying, love your feet. Well, how you feel about your feet is a metaphor for how you feel about yourself.
Like
if you love your feet, you can love
yourself. Excellent. Hello, Wendy. This is Jan here.
Hello, Jan.
So I've got a question. You mentioned reflexology is feet and hands.
Yes.
Can you do the same with hands that you can do with feet, or are there different treatments, different areas that require the different appendage?
No, you have exactly the same map on the hands as you do on the feet. For me personally, I don't get the same vibration from the feet as I do on the hands, but it's brilliant for self-help because obviously a lot of people can't get down to their feet. Or if you have somebody who might have an amputation, you can use the corresponding hand reflex. Or maybe somebody who's, maybe in a wheelchair and can't move.
Right.
So, you know, you can at least give them some pain relief using their hand reflex rather than the feet.
Right. So we were talking earlier about people with disabilities before the show. So if somebody didn't have feet or had no sensation in their feet, you can still do all or most things through the hands.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. And just going back to sort of not having, maybe having like an amputee.
Yeah.
Quite often, not always, but quite often, they say if there's like maybe one toe missing, for example, they often can feel it still. They'll have like a phantom limb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as a reflexologist, you can sometimes, not always, but sometimes you can feel that as well. I have one client who has a phantom limb, and it's, just give it a good old scratch, and you can almost feel it, actually.
Oh, wow.
They can certainly feel it. It's quite sort of, that's a bit spooky, but that's interesting.
Excellent.
That's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. The body, absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And how long does your sessions last for? Are they an hour and a half?
A regular treatment is probably about 45 minutes to an hour. And normally the first treatment just goes over there because obviously we do a full case history first before we start working on you.
Okay.
And is there a standard number of sessions that you would expect somebody to attend for, or is it lifelong?
I always say to people, one session is better than no sessions.
Right.
But generally, we would recommend a course of 6 to 8 weeks treatment, so one treatment a week.
Uh-huh.
That gives your body a week to kind of process what we've asked it to do.
Right.
And again, it all depends on lifestyle. It depends on a number of factors and what your actual condition is. So, for example, if you were just coming to me because you had a bit of asthma, for example. A migraine, that's a good one. We could probably get rid of that within probably 4 to 5 treatments. But if you had a lifelong condition, maybe such as arthritis, you would need to come more regularly.
Right. So. And are there exercises or anything you would be wanting your clients to do between sessions?
No.
No. Okay.
No. And obviously, if you change your lifestyle, it's like saying reflexology helps you to detox. So if I'm doing loads of work on your liver and helping you to detox and all the rest of it, and you go out partying and drinking and smoking and you can't expect the treatment to work. So you've got to try and help a little bit.
Right.
being sensible, really.
But lifestyle rather than exercises or...
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, there may be, if somebody might come and say... plantar fasciitis, for example, I might
What's that, Wendy?
Plantar fasciitis, where sometimes if your arch collapses, for example, or if the tendon pulls tight and it pulls your foot flat almost. It's a very, very painful condition. Many reasons that you might get it. But if you come and have that, then I might say to you, perhaps, when you're sitting watching TV, for example, you could roll your foot with a over a rolling pin, and that just helps strengthen the arches. It helps with Achilles heel as well, but just a gentle movement, and that would be a good exercise.
So you wouldn't actually recommend, or you don't necessarily give. I'm just having visions now of whether I would actually do anything to my own feet in between sessions and have to try and get my foot up to my face or something like that. You wouldn't suggest that.
No. I mean, I might say show you where the corresponding reflex on your hand is. So if, for example, you have a bad cold this week when you've come to see me and your sinuses are all bunged up, I would say to you, to pinch the webbing in between your fingers.
The webbing. Man from Atlantis.
The bit between your fingers. and that's lymphatic drainage for the sinuses.
And is this between each finger, or is there one finger that's better than the other?
Between each finger. So
we're all doing it now, listeners.
In rotation, we're all sitting here moving between fingers and pinching.
And start on your right and then go to your left. So your right is your past, your left is your present.
Male influence, female influence.
Sorry, I'm very pedantic with my instructions, Wendy, as listeners may know. So starting on the right, so that's my right hand, and am I going from right to left on my right hand as well?
It doesn't actually matter.
Right, okay.
It flows easier if you start between your thumb and forefinger.
Right.
And then move down to your pinky.
Okay, lovely.
I'm praying.
Thank you.
Look at my hands out. give me.
I can see you all with you.
We need a webcam in the studio.
Visualising us doing it.
So fascinating. That's a really good one. It's nice for babies as well, poor little things. When they get their teeth coming through, they always get often get runny noses and snotty noses, and there's not much you can do for them, poor little things. So that's a nice one for mum to do, either on baby's feet or on baby's hands.
Oh, wow.
And just a gentle, obviously you don't want to pinch too hard, but just very, very gently manipulating each toe individually, because toes actually represent big toe, face, but they all represent your teeth as well, teeth and sinuses. So just gently manipulating each toe or each finger, and then pinching in between just for the drainage. And that helps them a lot.
That's fantastic. Well, we're just going to go into some more music.
Very appropriate, don't we think, after what she just said?
As we'll be right back.
Okie doke.
Okay, you stay on the line. Okay. Keep on dancing.
I'm going to.
Make my stand. and I wanna get off, but they won't slow down the roundabout. I saw the ring while the TV said, don't wanna be around when this gets out. So why don't you use it? Try not to bruise it. Buy time, don't lose it. Why, yeah, 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 why, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Hello. Hope you're all dancing to that.
Yeah. Reflex.
Reflexing. Were you reflexing, Wendy?
I was certainly sort of transported back to my very teenage hectic life.
Oh, in fact, Wendy, can I ask a very, it's a slightly off-peak question, which I've been known to go off-piste sometimes.
Yeah.
I detect a lovely accent in there. Is it South African?
It certainly is.
Hey, I get a bonus point.
And a
so,
cute cat.
Well, did you live out there, work out there?
I was born in South Africa, Gauteng or Johannesburg.
Oh.
I came out here about 25 and been here ever since.
Wow. I just love accents. I could listen to you all day. Oh. But Sue's looking at me, giving me the evil that, you know,
no,
time
I'm
is pressing.
Looking down, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can feel it.
As if I would.
What I would like to know, actually, Wendy, do people have to go to you, or can you go to them if they're not able to get to yours?
I can go to them if they're not able to get to me, but it's better if people come to me, simply because you would relax more. Whereas if I come to you and you're trying to relax, you'll be looking up thinking, oh, there's a cobweb over there, and what am I going to have for tea?
Surely not, my house is clean.
So it's quite nice to come somewhere else where you can just completely switch off.
Yes.
And obviously you're going to get more healing out of that and more value for money.
Yes, I fully understand that.
Yeah.
Also, I would like to kind of understand a bit more about your cancer care as well, because you do a lot of that, don't you?
I do. So reflexology can help with people who are going through their cancer journey. In terms of, again, it's just reducing all the side effects, particularly of the drugs that you might need to be on. It also can help you come to terms with all the stress and anxiety, reducing all the tension that goes alongside that.
Yeah.
It offers pain relief.
All right, okay, of course.
It can lift the patient's mood a bit and give him an overall sense of well-being. Again, it helps to detox the body. So it takes away any side effects of the chemo, such as that nausea, vomiting, any fatigue, constipation, anything like that. It helps with pre- and post-operative recovery, so primarily because it boosts the oxygen levels in the body. And obviously, high oxygen pre-surgery and post-surgery means that you know, the more oxygen you have, the easier it is for you to heal.
Okay.
And reduces the risk of anaesthetic, obviously.
Yes.
It helps to boost the immune system because you're working on every single organ. And it helps to restore sleep patterns as well. And quite often, if I get a cancer patient, they often might have a family. They have to pretend that everything's okay, that they're coping and all the rest of it. They're coping at work and their life. Sometimes I just need to go to an outsider, lie on the couch, relax, and shed a tear or whatever it is they need to do to come to terms with what's going on with them. So I can offer them that as well. And that in itself is very healing.
Well, that sounds really good, because my mum and myself could have done with that when we were... my dad was very ill, so that's useful to know that you've got someone to go to in that way, because I think when you're going through that kind of situation, you don't really go and see anyone really. You tend to just put up.
They internalise as well, and
yes,
and also it's not just for the cancer patients, it's for the whole family, because it affects everybody within their within their ripple, if you like. So yeah, it's good for the whole family.
And do you go in, Wendy, it's Angela. Do you go into any particular hospices, or do they come out to you at your clinic?
Again, it depends on what's going on. It depends on what stage they're at or whatever it might be, but I may go and see them. A lot of hospitals and hospices offer reflexology as part of their recovery. So we are recognised on the NHS, but that's all I'm allowed to say.
Okay, and Wendy, on your website, I noticed there was a page about reflexology in the workplace.
Yes.
So in terms of that, I would guess that the first thing that people would think about is privacy aspects and how much space is needed. But also, so it's sort of three questions in one, I realise here. Let's start with just backtracking a bit. In the workplace, what would you want to be available to you treating somebody in the workplace, and what would they expect?
Okay, so again, it depends on your you know, if you're a huge big corporate, you probably have more space, you know, whatever the case may be. But I can bring my chair or my couch along, and provided we have space for that, and that's all we need. And it's always a one-to-one, it's personal, nobody else needs to be around. And sometimes a box of tissues is needed.
Is that because they cry?
Do the rest. Yeah, quite often reflexology release emotions.
Wow. Okay.
So, and if we think about diseases, they all often stem from emotional issues anyway. So sometimes we might need to deal with something in order to move forward.
Right.
So, which is why we always start on the right foot, to get rid of the past, move to the present.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah.
So you mentioned there you might bring a chair and a couch. We have a question from a listener, Mike at Relax Back. His question was, what about those spiky mats that you can lie on? Whether you personally use that sort of equipment, Wendy, but is there any other equipment, any other tools that you might introduce or recommend people introduce?
My hands are my tools.
Right.
You can do, I know there's Thai reflexology out there, and they look like lemon squeezers to me.
torture.
instruments to me. So, if that floats your boat, that's up to you.
Right.
For me, I personally don't use a very hard pressure, because you don't need to inflict pain to get results.
Right, okay.
If that answers the question, and I've never used that mat that Mike is talking about.
Right.
But if that's what the client would prefer to lie on, then that's fine. I can adapt. my treatment.
Excellent. And how about shoes? There was a phase, it's probably still going on, about the rocker shoes. Do you advise people on...
I've got those, MBT
MBTs
things?
Or something like
that. Okay,
Have I got to throw them away?
Yes, well, that's, again, a completely different ball game. For me, the best advice from a reflexologist is obviously make sure that you've got broad, wide-fitting shoes so that you've got space for your feet to wiggle in,
right,
that they fit properly.
Wiggle
you need
it.
Breathable
Sorry.
Shoes, preferably leather, because that's natural, it's breathable. But to be honest, you can get all sorts of special insoles, reflexology insoles, you can get reflexology machines, you can get special shoes, whatever. There's no substitute for human touch.
Right.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Wendy. I'm afraid we've got to go. It's gone so quick, hasn't it?
So quick.
Too quick. We'll have to come back again.
We'll have to come back. Yeah,
I'll cover all. All about foot reading next time.
Yes, we're really into that one.
Yeah, so intrigued.
Yes, very much so. But we have all your details, and if any of the listeners want to get a hold of you, they can have a look at our Facebook page.
Yeah. Can I just check, Wendy? What's the most preferred way that you'd like to be contacted? Is it the website in contact us page, or mobile, or Twitter? What's your preference?
Contact me by mobile phone number. That's the quickest route.
Okay, and that number is
01304 617792.
Say it again.
01304 617792.
She's a good bingo caller.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much again, Wendy, for joining us on the show. It's been absolutely brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy.
Have a brilliant, rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, thanks, Wendy. Bye.
Take care.
Bye
for now.
Bye.
Oh, fantastic. Channel Radio.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Wow, that was amazing. I just look at my feet in a whole different way now.
Certainly learnt a lot there. I thought I knew about reflexology, but there's so much more to it.
There is so much more. And I do encourage you, have a look at her website. It's very informative, and it's great actually. She's got obviously the feet everywhere, but it covers, she's got all different headings for all that. She's got workplace, healing, readings, which we want to know more about. And Wendy, she's definitely have to come back, won't she?
Absolutely.
So yes, we before we go into our next tune, which we are going to dedicate to our listeners and our followers and our guests that have been on the show, who ran the London Marathon on Sunday. So well done from all of us. We were watching you. We were the couch potatoes going, I wish I could do that.
Tired watching you guys.
Absolutely. And just a quick shout out for them, because some of the listeners, you'll have heard them on the show or the followers, but we had the marvellous Mike of Relax Back UK. Is that the right way around,
Jen? That is indeed.
He was running for Back Care charity, wasn't he? Which he's raised quite a lot of money for so far.
Yeah, a good few members there.
You can still donate, listener. If you want to donate, then go on to relaxbackuk.com's website. You'll find his link there. But he ran in a total timage. Is that a word? Timage.
Doubt it.
But he did it. This is amazing.
His first ever marathon.
First marathon. And he had all those ailments he was speaking about. He did it in 5 hours and 37 minutes. And that is just amazing. Yeah. Rah, rah, rah.
Brilliant. Well
and
then, done.
And coming in, in fact, she led the women. Hear it for the women.
Yes.
Jane Dunsby of Inspirational Changes. Jane Dunsby. She did it with all her ailments, bless her. And she's had some huge challenges with her training. She couldn't do all her complete. But she did it in 5 hours. 8 minutes.
That's fantastic. Well done.
Absolutely well done. And also another listener and a follower and a future guest, in fact, on our show is Paul, who's known as either the Pinstripe Medium, which is intriguing if you have a look at his website and what he's involved with, but he's also involved in something, FLP Homes, which is Future Life Progression, which I'm involved with quite a lot. But he ran for hospice in the Weald. Oh, by the way, Jane, she ran for Pilgrim's Hospice in Canterbury, East Kent.
Yep.
And there was a few other runners for Pilgrims there, so they've got some pictures they're going to post up on their Facebook pages. But he ran for hospice in the Weald, and sorry Jane, you've been beaten. He did it in 4 hours 18 minutes.
Wow.
So well done, Paul. Well done, Mike. Well done, Jane. And everybody that took part in that marathon. This song is for you. Oh, they certainly are heroes.
Absolutely. So if you want to donate to either Pilgrim's Hospice or Back Care on the efforts of Mike and Jane, their websites are on our Facebook page with their Just Giving and their Virgin Media donations web links.
Yep.
And Paul's will be up there very soon as well.
Yeah. So you can do that if you'd like to. Scroll through the timeline, you'll find it.
Excellent. So a couple of events to let you know about. Coming up at the end of the month, running from the 30th of April to the 2nd of May, is NADEX International. That's NADEX spelled N-A-I-D-E-X. It's the UK's largest disability home care and rehabilitation event for trade, healthcare and the public. It's free to attend. over 1,000 exhibitors, thousands and thousands of products. This one is based in Birmingham at the NEC, so it's a really big conference and exhibition. If you can't make those dates, there is a southern version, which generally takes place October time, so nearer that date we'll let you know, and that's normally at the Excel Centre in London, but to say 30th of April to 2nd of May, Nadex in Birmingham. Something closer to home, on Sunday the 5th of May, Pilgrim's Hospice, it's their Set Yourself a Challenge, Raise Money for a Great Cause, cycle ride, either 45 miles or 75 miles between Canterbury, Ashford and the Thanet Hospices. So the website for that, if you'd like to take part or support people along the way, it's Pilgrim's Cycle Challenge, that's all one word, .org, and phone number 01227 812 621, and again details of both of those events will go onto our Facebook page.
I just have to make a quick, I'm sorry Sue, you're just gonna dive in with time, but we've just had a reply from Paul, who's the at Pinstripe Medium, who ran the marathon. He's just saying, thanks guys for the shout out, we've brought another tear to his eye. He didn't think he had any left after yesterday, so well it's a good tear, Paul. Again, serious congratulations to you all.
Absolutely, well done on that.
It's absolutely fantastic. Angela, have you got anything to say?
No, I'm off to Ed Halliwell on Saturday for the mindfulness workshop, so I'll let you let you all know how it goes next week.
Excellent.
Superb. And the inspirational insight today for the whole week is nothing ever goes away until it teaches us what we need to know. And that's the written by Pema Chodron, who's a Buddhist teacher, author and nun. And it's time, I'm afraid, to go.
Bye-bye, listeners.
Bye, everyone. Have a good week, all. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, we're back on Monday. Hope to hear from you then.
Have a brilliant time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Channel Radio. Sometimes I don't know why.